have no reason to advise people that crab meat is unsafe.
Test results reveal that toxin levels in local crab are not a health concern. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Dungeness crab tested in the Haines area show harmless levels of the toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. Those results from the Department of Environmental Conservation, which conducted FDA-approved tests on the Haines crab samples this week.
Yes, it was consistent with what we've known historically, that the levels of PSP in crab and Dungeness crab from southeast Alaska are low, very low, and of not a health concern.
Kristen Ryan is Director of Environmental Health with the department. Scientists collected the samples following the death of Mike Saunders, a Haines man who was treated for PSP in Juneau after eating crab meat caught in Haines. DEC is responsible for testing commercial seafood harvest areas, but not recreational or subsistence areas like where the crab Saunders ate was believed to come from.
From our perspective, it is a representative sample. I mean, there you know, could be anomalies out there, sure. This isn't a guarantee every single crab is safe. But I think with taking the precaution of not eating the viscera, there's never been any indication, and our tests confirm this, but that the toxin accumulates in the meat of the crab. So we have no reason to advise people that crab meat is unsafe.
In this case, DEC tested 6 crab from the nearest commercial area to there and found levels of PSP in viscera that is far below DEC legal limits and not considered a health concern. No PSP was found in the tested crab meat.
We do feel that the levels are so low and that historically PSP hasn't been a problem in crab in southeast and that it is not in the meat. So based on all those reasons, we feel that it is safe to tell people that the meat and crab in southeast Alaska should be safe.
The department is continuing to collect samples from the Department of Fish and Game and commercial crab harvesters in the other 5 harvest areas in southeast Alaska. Ryan notes that the testing regimen for toxins in Alaska shellfish is much stricter than crab. High levels of PSP have historically been found in southeast and southwest Alaska shellfish.
Since we haven't looked at crab from that area, any of these areas, for quite a while, we are out collecting, we have samples coming in from all the other areas, actually, as I speak, to just confirm this is a consistent trend across all of southeast Alaska. Now, there are other areas in the state, for example, around Kodiak Island, where we have consistently high levels of PSP in crab, and we require them to sell the crab in sections so that it is basically eviscerated before it goes to market.
Ryan says the test sample for crab was representative for the commercial harvest area evaluated, and the test structure is the same one used to test commercially available seafood around the country.
They're very accurate.
And she adds that it's easier to test shellfish and crustaceans than it is humans who may be poisoned by the shellfish toxin.
It's a little easier to test shellfish for the toxin than it is humans, because humans, well, we pass some out of our system and then the rest of it dissipates slowly and becomes basically non-existent eventually as our body absorbs it and turns it into something else. So although the medical doctor can explain that better than me, but in shellfish, that's not necessarily the case. It stays in the shellfish quite a bit longer, and so the methods for detecting it in shellfish have been proven to be very accurate.
Kate Saunders, Mike Saunders' wife, says she's still unsure what her husband's cause of death is. She says although he was treated for PSP in Juneau, it will not be known for sure whether or not he certainly had it, even following an autopsy.
His doctor was, you know, she said all his symptoms pointed to that, but at the same time, there is no real definitive test, and so most often they just have to go a diagnosis off of what the symptoms are.
A Mike Saunders Youth Activity Fund will be set up through a link at alaskacf.org. The new Skagway Clinic welcomes the community to an open house ceremony this weekend. The Dahl Memorial Clinic moved into the new building in late March. It's named the EA and Jenny Rasmussen Community Health Center. Shelley Moss is the clinic administrator there.
So the new clinic is 4 times bigger than the old clinic that we were working within.
That new space includes a list of new or enhanced services, like an OSHA-approved hearing test, new dental suite, a big conference room, expanded counseling services, and a drive-through ambulance bay.
We are functioning with the same staff that we had in the old facility. However, we now have enough exam rooms and waiting room space to meet our needs that we've been struggling with over the last several years.
The story of the new clinic started about 6 years ago and had a lot to do with the community who will be gathering at Saturday's event.
And the community had the ability to say their piece and what they wanted. And so that's how the whole creation and design of this facility started, along with previous board members and administrators and mayors and things like that. And so the community has been involved from the very beginning. And since we've been in the building, we've created an art selection committee where we're trying to get local artwork up on the walls and to support local artists and also decorate the clinic.
The open house is Saturday, June 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the new building. It might be the last time you can hear a live band while visiting the clinic.
It's going to be a fun celebration. The whole community is invited, and we're going to have key speakers, of course, for a short amount of time, and then the entire clinic will be open to the public for a tour, and you're able to tour the entire facility, and the staff members will be placed in certain areas so you can ask any questions that you have. And then after that, we're going to come out and have a nice meal and continue to celebrate this great moment for Skagway.
It was the late 1970s in the Northern Lynn Canal. Crackly radio sounds could be found if you drove out to the Haines Airport, or on late nights for a select few who knew a lot about building antennas. Then, a big idea started getting attention. What if we had our own radio station, with our own news, our own programming, and our own DJs? The idea was to have community radio that anyone in town could be part of.
That's what's great about KHNS. It matches the diversity of our community.
That's Rob Goldberg, artist of the limited edition art print that celebrates 30 years of KHNS radio. This year, KHNS Community Radio in Haines, Skagway, and Clockwan celebrates its 30th anniversary. The annual membership drive begins this Friday on the airwaves. Familiar voices, past and present, will broadcast from Haines and Skagway from Friday, June 25th through Friday, July 2nd. One of the most anticipated parts of the fundraiser is the limited edition art print. This year's image is a new watercolor by the artist who created the very first print for KHNS in the late 1980s.
Yeah, it's a nice honor to be able to do it again.
Artist Rob Goldberg has been a Haines painter since 1978, with more than 30 gallery shows on his resume. He created the station's first art print in 1987.
I was living up in Fairbanks in the early 80s, and KUAC Radio and TV up there asked me to do a fundraising print for them. I think mine may have been the third or fourth one in their series. And I had purchased land here in 84 and came down and met Dan Henry, who was, I think, the program manager at the time. And I showed him this print that we had done for KUAC. And he said, "This is great. Let's do this for KHNS."
That original print was the bluish full moon over the mountains looking down the Taya Inlet from Skagway toward Haines.
And the print was a big hit. People liked it. And so we continued on from there. And it's an amazing series. If somebody has all of them, I mean, that's a pretty good collection of art right there, because there have been some really good art pieces created.
The annual prints have all been created by local artists and photographers ever since, including images from John Svensson, Tim Shields, Donna Cattotti, Walter Bentz, Madeline Shields, Carol Clifton, Skagway's Ann Warder, and Wayne Price's Clinket design, and a snapshot of Guy Hoffman's wooden carved bowls.
Oh, yeah, this whole area. I think we have more artists per capita than any town in America.
This year's print is Goldberg's watercolor landscape rendition of Mount Rapinski, right on the cusp of summer and fall. It's printed on archival-grade art paper and signed by the artist.
This one's new. It's a view of Mount Rapinski from the Chilkat River Flats. And I know it's summer right now and nobody wants to think about summer ending, but this print really depicts the end of summer. It's that first week in October where the colors are at their peak and the first snow has just come to Mount Rapinski. It's the day when you wake up after a storm and you see that fresh snow on Mount Rapinski and you just let out a big sigh. Oh, okay, summer's over. Here we go into winter. And then the saying is that if you see snow on Mount Rapinski 6 weeks later, it's going to be here on the ground. So I guess we could call the print 6 weeks to winter, but I just titled it Mount Rapinski.
Goldberg has been the name behind several art prints over the years. He created this year's in his studio, modeling it loosely on his photographs.
The times I've tried to paint outdoors, you know, my easel ends up being blown over by the wind or something like that. So pretty early on, I decided that I'd be a studio painter and I'd gather my material through my camera. And so I like to be constantly on the move with my camera, get as much material as I can, and then come back to the studio and pick out the best images to paint. And I stretch paper out on a piece of plywood, and sometimes it's pretty intimidating having a blank white piece of paper staring back at you.
That's Rob Goldberg, creator of this year's art print for the KHNS 30th Anniversary Membership Drive. For the anniversary year, the event kicks off in Skagway with a live remote at Glacial Smoothies all day on June 25th. The public is encouraged to stop by. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.